The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everyone. Welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, I hope everybody's doing A-OK. We're doing pretty good here in Seattle. Yep, we had a great parade, and I don't even know how to describe it. You know, for most people that are probably watched or probably watched, I don't really know what the coverage was on television yesterday in other parts of the country. And the reason I don't know that is because there are parts of the country that are really, really battling the cold. I mean, it is just something that is incomprehensible for some of us to even be thinking about celebrating when there are so many out there that are just struggling. I mean, if anybody had a question about climate change, they might be probably wanting to rethink that a little bit. But, you know, whether it's climate change or not, you know, we want to all of you out there to know that our hearts go out to you. You know, I'm from the East Coast. As a matter of fact, my producer, Linda, is not there now. She's actually here. Not in the middle of that freezing, and probably one of the most challenging January and February so far that they have had. And on the other hand, I'm in the Pacific Northwest, and we had one of the mildest, today a bit cold, mildest winters we've had. And it doesn't matter how you look at it. People will have different thoughts about what it means, and any or all of it, really. And, you know, they think about, well, is this good? Well, the weather here is beautiful. Well, the sunrise, we actually are seeing sunrises in the mornings here in the winter. And for those of you that know anything about the Pacific Northwest or Seattle, when you watch those Seahawks play and the sky is gray, that is really what happens here. But it's what you have on the inside that I have come to know that really counts in so many ways. It is so absolutely an honor to be with all of you as our 10th year embarks on this journey of what we like to call positive talk radio, a new mainstream in talk radio. And it started 10 years ago, not because I sat down and thought about, wow, what should I do? How should I do it? No, I was at really one of the most horrific times in my life. And for people to look at that, they probably wouldn't know it or put it together. And so what did I learn? Well, this gift of radio came to me. I'm very grateful, always will be. Never thought in a million years it'd be something that was even possible. And at the time, there were a handful of us that saw the insight and the wisdom to bring a new form of radio, especially to women. If you go back 10 years, and actually it was 2003, so I guess we could say going on 11 with this particular network, and then 10 with the Dr. Pat Show out of Seattle, something was going on. There was a shift in something, shift in consciousness. And, you know, what was it about the people and that created these venues, that created this kind of talk radio, especially in light of the fact that most of our media was really owned by a handful of companies? Well, fast forward to where we are today, thousands, tens of thousands of people are doing radio all over the world, all over, doesn't matter what country, you know, we're now heard in over 150 countries. We're on over 400 channels. We're on 20 media outlets. And honestly, I'm not even sure how that happened. But I'll tell you this. I have a great team here. And it does take a team, and it takes cooperation and collaboration. And we want to thank all of you. In a couple of weeks, actually, what day are we at? No, actually, not in a couple of weeks, in a week. You'll see brand new websites from us. You'll start to see special widgets that you can put on your desktop, telephone apps now, and things that we're doing differently. And we are thrilled to be talking with all of you about a women's information television channel for Transformation Talk Radio. And so I'm very, very grateful. I'm grateful to the God of my choice. I'm grateful to all of you. And the question really becomes for all of us, how does something like that happen to probably one of the more unlikely people, me? And how can you create this for yourself? That's what today's show is about with my very special guest. You know, when we look at our lives and we're looking at ways in which we can take our dream to that place of purpose and power, what do we think about? Do you quantum think? New thinking that will rock your world. Diane Collins joining me here today. And the reason that I was so eager to do this show and that I shared that beginning part with you is because, yes, we in the Seattle area are celebrating the Seattle Seahawks, but it's about a different energy. If you've watched the parade, and I shared this yesterday on radio, I don't know how many cities across the country, I know there are several, where you can take your chair and put it out the night before for a parade that's going to have 750,000 people attend it, and that chair still be there exactly the way you put it, and know that it'll be there. And so today, new thinking that will rock your world is what we're going to talk about. I think the question that many of us have is, are we ready to have our world rocked in that way? So do you quantum think? This is drawing on cutting-edge quantum insights. What does that mean? Diane's going to share this with us. I'm very excited to have her on the show today. And, you know, we have these people that have come to us, you know, that are connectors. They connect us together. And that's what I'm so struck by. I'm struck by the amazing people I get to chat with because of other people that have become these conduits to bring a message of consciousness and positive motion to us. Diane, thank you for joining me here today. It's great to have you on the show. We have a lot to talk about. I wanted to take a little extra time in the introduction because I think we're living in such an important time. And yet, it's so paradoxical sometimes, I think, for folks. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. And I'm so happy that you started with that because, honestly, I'm on a mission to what I call the end of the Great Divide. But before we talk about that, congratulations on your 10 years of being on the air. And, of course, we know that this was totally your destiny to have to step into. We know that. And that each one of us have that. And also, congratulations on the Seahawks victory. Wow, yeah. That is so exciting. And, you know, I was really touched by what you were saying, Pat, about the weather. And, you know, we're experiencing a lot of different circumstances in the world today. And so, you know, when you're talking about new thinking that will rock your world, of course, in the best of ways, what I discovered is, well, first of all, we all have to deal with our own mind. Yeah. And what I mean by mind is whatever we hold in awareness, in our own consciousness. And, you know, whether rich or poor, young or old, black or white, we're dealing with it, you know, successful or on your way up. So, you know, you go along and you're what I call in the lovingly the consciousness crowd, and you realize, okay, well, you know, our habits of thinking, the way that we hold things in our mind and awareness, this is really giving us our experience of life, giving rise to our actions, and therefore all of our results, whether it's your inner state, which you said is so important, of course, whether it's your relationships, quality of communication, or whether it's what happens to you in your career, in the, you know, houses, money, and cars world. But the thing about it is that where we have the access to our own, and I don't want to even say power, our own mastery in creating a life that we love and creating, co-creating a world we love, is in our relationship to those circumstances, those weather circumstances, these dire circumstances, and whatever it is you're dealing with. And as we watch in this great transitional time for humanity, where we are all being asked to, what's your most authentic expression of yourself? That we're seeing the dissolution of the systems and structures that are no longer working so that the new can emerge. And this is why, Pat, we need new thinking, because new thinking is not just a clever or an innovative idea. When I say new thinking, quantum thinking, what is it? It's an actual new framework, a completely different, more expanded perspective and set of principles based in science and spirituality and made practical in everyday life. And this is what it's about. And it's a lot easier, I want to add that in, because I like fun and entertainment, I know you do. It's much easier to make this shift to connecting to our own mastery through getting a relationship, a conscious relationship with our most intimate relationship. This is what I thought of this morning. Like, what's the most intimate relationship we have? With our own mind.
Well, one of the things that I love, and, you know, this is so cool to be able to talk with you. We're going to talk about, you know, what quantum think is. We're going to talk about the word quantum, because I love the fact that, you know, you have been called many things, as of course most of us out here have been. But
I hope good.
You know, you're looked at as this original thinker, you know, one of the foremost thought leaders of our time. And, you know, and you have made a dedication to people living a spirited, joyful, and amazing life. And, you know, and this is, you know, the book that you've put together here, the book that you are the author of, and for those of you that are just tuning in, Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. It is a book that is of our time and yet beyond our time. It is not a book, in my opinion, that is before our time. And the reason I say that, we'll love to talk to you about this when we come back from break, is that, you know, you have worked with world executives, people in Fortune 100 companies, governments. You know, you've worked with folks all over the world. You know, you have been with rock stars and movers and shakers and have done so much in your life. But apparently you are called to bring an epic message to the world, one that everybody can benefit from. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the principles of quantum think and what does the word quantum really mean? Are we ready? Are we all ready to wrap our minds around this new paradigm? Are we ready to let go of the word transformation as if it were something that may take a lifetime? We're going to take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my very special guest, Diane Collins. We're going to talk about revelation. We're going to talk about evolution. And we're going to talk about the best life you can imagine for yourself. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I want to welcome you back to the show. So absolutely jazzed to be talking with Diane Collins here today. The author of Do You Quantum Think? And what I want to say about this is, for those of you out there, DianeCollins.com is a website, D-I-A-N-N-E, Collins.com. And when you go there, you could look at this amazing, first of all, the book cover is just going to blow you away, right? Can't wait to talk to her about that. But also, this is a book that has won many, many awards, from someone that is out there ahead of the curve, and is really challenged us to ask the question, what is quantum think? What is that? What do we gain from it? Why do we want to know more about it? And then what is it that we have to learn or unlearn from the perspective of everyday life and spirituality? Diane, thank you for joining me here today. You're not shying away from the spirituality conversation, from what I can tell.
No, and
I want to talk to you about that. I want to talk about what the relationship is between quantum thinking, science or the new science. So some people are saying it's the old science, and spirituality, and how you've been able to blend that into a current paradigm shifting conversation.
Well, here's the situation I call my revelation is that, when you think, okay, the habits of thinking, they're creating your experience, your results, and then you think, I thought, well, if thinking creates your results, your day-to-day, then what's creating your thinking? And what I discovered through actually a conversation was initiated with my became my good friend and mentor, Dr. Fred Allen Wolf. I like to mention him. He wrote the foreword to Do You Quantum Think, and people know him from What the Bleep and The Secret and the 15 books he's written about quantum discoveries for the layman. But the thing about it, Pat, is that what I realize is that we imagine we're choosing our thoughts every moment, that we think freely and independently. We all like to think of ourselves as independent thinkers. And we do have that ability and the capability to do that. However, for the most part, our thinking, like everything else in this great world and universe, from the supermarket systems to the road systems to the planetary systems, everything is a system. Thinking is a system. So just imagine. Well, the thinking is based on the assumptions, beliefs, ideas of, quote, the worldview. It's not a lofty term. It means, you know, what we believe to be true about the nature of reality, how things work around here on planet Earth, what we're capable of and what we're not on a practical daily basis. So we are, and all of our institutions and ourselves, even those of us who have been on a conscious path, who are into, you know, personally developing ourselves, we're still in our thinking under the habitual patterns of the old world, industrial age worldview that gave rise to machines. Now we're in a quantum age. So you say, well, what is this quantum? You know, everything is quantum healing, quantum this, quantum that. It's all good. Because if your thinking is being in sync with what the assumptions, ideas, beliefs are of mostly by science, also by, you know, the great thinkers, the spiritual traditions, and I'll make the connection in a moment, that
okay,
we're in this age, but our thinking is like according to the old age. So as you said, you know, you're updating your technology, for example. So it would be like this. You have a computer, it has an operating system that allows for the software, the programs, the apps to work. Now, if there's new things being developed, being discovered, and there are new apps that you want to run, but your operating system, I'm talking about it as a thinking system, is too old to run those apps. That's kind of the situation that we're in. Because we have, you know, when you say, well, am I afraid to talk about spirituality? You know, my husband, who's my partner in business, Alan Collins, we have been working, you know, consulting with Quantum Think with executives in major corporations that you would know, AT&T, CNN, you know, all these great companies. So how do we talk about it there? Because they have the realization that it's a multidimensional reality that we're in, that we have, I distinguish in Do You Quantum Think, you know, you can distinguish it any way you want. I distinguish seven, that we're simultaneously, everything is taking place in the physical, in the subtle energy, in the spiritual, in the virtual of the mind. In, you know, we have to know these principles that are operating throughout nature. And you can, my thing, Pat, is to make this practical, to go from merely knowing the wisdom to actually living it. So the old world, classical worldview, the science said only physical matter is real. So I call it the classical worldview sandwich. I'll take matter sliced, right? I'll take matter sliced because they said, you know, divide it up into the parts, push on this to get that to move. Cause and effect world, mechanical. I'll take matter slice, keep the spirit on the side, right? Spirits for, you know, Sundays or Saturdays or whatever, but depending on your belief, your, you know, your tradition, and hold the soul. So you wonder why, you know, I like to take it out of the blame game, Pat. It's like, wow. You know, I'm a Virgo, and I'm a serious student of astrology. Virgos need a reason. So, why is it we're not living the wisdom? Because we're under that old worldview influence, and we can make that leap.
I love that you said that you're a Virgo. And, you know, it's really interesting that we're talking about that, right? because I was just crafting a letter to the team talking about, you know, this team here I've mentioned quite a bit. They just won the Stevie Award for Best Management Team of the Year in 2013.
Wow, fabulous.
And you know, I think about that. And it was so interesting to watch them, Diane. It was just like, and me as well. You know, I won a Stevie Award as well. And it was as if business as usual. First of all, we had somebody nominate us. So we're in our business and doing our thing. But I'm really struck by what you said because, you know, I was writing this letter to the team because we're in the middle of, I guess you might describe it as quantum think now turning into action and changes that are being made. And what I'm discovering, and I hope you can talk to this, is that when you get an idea and you start to enter into this zone, I don't know what else to call it, it's not just one idea that happens. It's like you have an idea. It then shows up, and then you look at it, and you think, well, wait a minute. Now we can do this. It's like this never-ending flow of creativity. And what you said is so important. We have my best friend is a producer. She's like a triple Virgo. And asked the question, well,
good.
Why do we need both of those? And, you know, it's fascinating to be able to operate in this world. Don't you think that we each have to look at several dimensions, several sides of how this creative process works? Because if you don't have somebody to step up and say, well, why do we need both of them? You're just not really integrating. But can you talk to this creative force that I just mentioned? Because honestly, I don't understand it. And it does frustrate people because you're constantly adjusting. You're saying, yeah, that was great. Now let's do this. How does this become a manageable part of our lives?
Well, this is great. I love this because when you think about it, you know, you think, well, we do this. Why do we need this? When you start to think from the system, and these are the basic principles. It's that life is holistic and holographic. We're all connected. We exist in fields, mind fields. So we're connected. You know, this is not esoteric because, you know, you walk into a room, you can feel whether people are happy or not. They didn't say a word. But when you talk about this creative unfolding, well, I talk about it in terms of being adept with the five natural faculties of mind. The power of intent, the power of intuition that connects to the intelligent field that we're surrounded by, and the subtle energy, how to work with energy, how to transmute it, how to use it to your advantage, even if it's a negative energy, you know, you can work with it, and resonance. And the meditative state. So meditation, I consider one of the five faculties. So when you look at this and you say, okay, I have a team and we're working together. And in the quantum think is a system of 21 specific principles and practices for the mind and awareness so that you're actually living it, connecting to your own, this in your own being and your own awareness so you live it. That's my whole mission. Let's live it, not just think it, you know. So when you are together with your team and you realize that every single one of us, I say the great paradox of being human, we're universally the same and we're individually unique. So that if you know this and you start to distinguish, I was going to say the principle I was talking about is the perspective of all perspectives. So let's say as a leader, you have the perspective of all perspectives, which means you have your viewpoint and you're able to see and let in to the totality of this whole field, this mind field that is your, you know, production team, everyone's perspective, because you realize that every single person in your team has a unique perspective that is no accident they're there working together and with you, and that when you distinguish this, what that unique perspective is, that strengthens their ability to use it and your ability as a leader to use what people's strengths are. So this is how we work with our clients. But I want to say this. Does that make sense so far?
It does. And I would love for you to hold this for a minute until we come back from break, because what we're talking about, you know, is so important, you know, that we forget that that dialogue about clients isn't just about being in front of an executive of a company. You know, we interact and exchange energy every day with people that we know, people that we don't know. And what happens with that in a nanosecond about how we think, about how we go through the world, is so significant. And yet at the same time, we just don't understand the impact of our thinking, of our energy, and of our action. And I just was had an incident with myself yesterday, which I would love to talk about. And what I realized about my own energy in the face of some very, very busy, and as we like to call them, some very important things happening. But I think we all need to take a minute, as you say, to look at this new thinking, because rocking our world is so important right now. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to be talking with Diane about, you know, what does all of this mean in terms of our lives and what we can do? Why are the old ways not working? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the show.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Diane Collins joining me here today. And I want to say congratulations to you for the awards that the book has won, for the power of what you've been able to capture, Diane, in terms of concepts, ideas, and real life tools to pass on to people. I mean, you know, I'm doing this interview with you. We're having this conversation. I'm thinking to myself, this thing needs to be like about 3 hours long. You know, our chat should be about 3 hours long, even to capture a small bit of what you're presenting to us as opportunity. And I wanted to thank you so much for doing that. For those of you just tuning in, the book is called Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. I love that because I'm one of these folks that just doesn't get the comfort zone. And I can't wait to talk with Diane about it. But if you want to go find out more about, you know, what she has done, how to get involved, corporate conversations, study groups, all of the above, go to the website, DianeCollins.com. And Diane is with two N's, D-I-A-N-N-E, Collins.com. Check it out. Lots of things there for you to take a look at and get involved and really say yes to changing your life. You know, this is really the accolades about the book and your work, Diane. I mean, it's just been amazing. Thank you so much for doing what you do. I mean, this book, as I said before, it's beyond. I mean, I could talk about multidimensional universe and multidimensional being. We could go there, you know, because you ask a question, why not take all of you? Well, that's a really good question.
Right.
That's a really good question. I hope you're going to give me an answer.
Well, you know what? I love entertainment. So for me, this book is, the intent of it is for you to connect to your own awareness as you read, because we are connected through the, quote, invisible field. You know, it really is an energy intelligent field. And so when you were talking about, you know, you get into the creative mode with other people, and because of the power of your intent, in this case, you know, individual plus, it's a both and world, that's quantum thinking, that you have an intent to take your productions to a new level, to a new state, and everybody, I want to say, at this time of this great transition. And we are being asked, planetarily speaking, to say, okay, you've been working, you know, and you said taking quantum into action. We're in a time of action, and we're in a time where this is why it's necessary to really get connected to the power of your own mind faculties, those five natural faculties, because we need to be able to get quiet enough to listen to the intelligence, the intel in the surrounding mind field coming in as a result of the intent. So when you got together with, you know, and to realize, you know, what's my purpose? What's my unique expression? How do I take it to a new level now? This is what it's all about right now. How do we create, you know, the new structures, renew the structures in our world, starting with our own self, and as you said, Pat, We're in a constant exchange of whatever state we're in. That's being emanated out. And, of course, it's also giving us our, you know, experience of joy or pleasure in life. And so when you have that intent, individually or as a group, and you are living from the framework of a quantum worldview, which is what quantum think distinguishes, that very easily, and I like to say entertainingly, is that then you realize, oh, I don't have to know everything at the outset of this group meeting, of this conversation, of my conversation with my spouse or my child about, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up next week? It's that you know that just from the virtue of your intent, because you brought up during the break about the distinction, the principle allowing, that when you have an intent and you realize that we're co-creating with the energy intelligence that is going to connect to us. So it's just the same as the internet, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the sublime of the human, the human collective mind. Now, we're always online. What reality are we going to connect into? What are we going to pull in, you know, when we use intuition? This should be a way of life, not just, wow, that was cool, that's great, and it is delightful, and it is magical. But what we want to do is be able to really take command of these amazing natural faculties of mind that we've been born with, that we can create. So you create group intent. You already, it's in your, you know, it's just in your background knowledge. You know that something's going to arise. You say, how do you get to the creativity of it? It's going to bubble up from the field. Now, all the great inventors, artists, songwriters, they know this because this is what you're tapping into. Well, all of us need to know this, right, within ourselves. And to be the difference between quantum thinking and ordinary thinking is that when you're quantum thinking, you do this consciously with the awareness that you're doing it. And so then comes that principle of allowing the unfolding from what is currently not in your immediate view or knowledge that is going to bubble up new ideas, the direction you should take that's going to be the most amenable, the most effective, the most joyful right now. And this is how it works. So this is the importance of the system, is that once you see, and, you know, I think of it like this is an adventure. Let's take an adventure, and it's part one, wake up. Why should we quantum think? Because I'm quite maverick myself.
Yeah.
And part, right? And I try to make it a little funny. Look, you're going to evolve. Is it going to be crisis awakening or conscious awakening? You know.
Oh, there we go.
Right? So, and then part two, live the wisdom. So I'm not just saying, oh, you should quantum think. No, here, you can. Because once you bring this, I call a new worldview of learning, the art of distinguishing, to bring something into your awareness right now in this present moment in such a way that you create a new relationship to it. And that's really how it works. And the other thing I knew you wanted to hear about that allowing. So allowing is a conscious faculty that you know once you create your intent that you then step back and allow and watch the cues for what shows up. It's like being in a, you know, like an improv theater, right? You're on the stage with other actors, and now you have, you know, okay, here's the storyline, but there's no script. And then, but you know something's going to bubble up through your connection with the other people, with your intent, and with this invisible, intelligent mind field.
One of the things that I wanted to talk with you about, and hopefully we'll talk about this when we come back, is the old ways of thinking. You know, and what I mean by the old ways of thinking is the idea that, and someone said this to me not too long ago, well, you know, change happens every day, but transformation takes time. And I thought to myself, really?
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that because what kind of thinking is that? Where does that paradigm come from? And honestly, I would like for you and I to really challenge whether that's ever been true. I mean, we have had masters walk the earth. I mean, I actually worked with the two guys that discovered the Big Bang, not the television show, but the Big Bang.
Wow.
And, you know, you can't be, you know, you wouldn't be able to say to those guys, you know, it's going to take time. They're like, really? No, we just discovered this. It's not going to take time. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Transformation or quantum thinking? What would you like? How would you like to have your life go? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my guest, Diane Collins.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Do you quantum think? Oh, let me ask you a different question. Do you want to quantum think?
That's a good question.
Diane, that's a question, right?
That's a question.
Do you want to? I mean, I don't even know how to go to, do you know you can if you don't want to? And I think that's what we were talking about before. it's like, what are some of the basic thoughts we need to change in order for us to even wrap our mind around this? And I think I was really struck by something someone said to me not too long ago, a couple of days ago, and in reference to what's happening with us. You know, I had a psychic come on the show, actually four or five of them, and they've all said the same thing to me. You're going to have a television show, you're going to do this. And I'm like, really? And they said, yeah, but don't worry about it. You're not going to have to do anything. And I said, okay. And that's exactly what's happening. And honestly, the only thing I've had to do here in the past 6 months has taken care of some cleaning out my own inner closets and allowing, as you say in the book. But what I'm discovering is that even me and everything I do, I still got a little crust around the word transformation. A lot of conditioning that says we cannot change in a nanosecond. And I want to just hit that basic, because when we say, do you quantum think? Do you want to quantum think? Do you believe you can do it? And then what are some of the basic things we have to let go of in order to even allow that thought to enter us?
Well, one thing you have to let go of is that your thoughts are your own. Not all of them are. And as I say, make a distinction between a thought. See, the old worldview, mechanical worldview, it was a view of separation where, you know, it looks like we have a mind inside this body and we're looking out at the world, and the world out there is separate from us, and we have to, like, push or pull on circumstances to get something to happen. And, you know, it was the push-pull, force and control. And the world, that's not the nature of reality. So that's the quantum worldview is, wait a minute, it's a mind-based. It's really, there's no separation. So that we can, when we shift our state, it's called the observer effect, I call it in quantum think, observer creative reality, or subtitle, what you bring is what you get. Well, the thoughts, conclusions, assumptions that you bring about yourself, a situation, the world, the nature of transformation, you know, these people that we used to talk about last year, well, it's going to happen, it's going to shift. Well, that's not quantum thinking, because if you are quantum thinking, you know that what you hold in mind, what you bring to your observation, to what you hold in awareness, is the reality. So if you keep saying it's going to happen, or it takes a long time for change, or people don't like change, that is the most ridiculous thought, really, that I don't want to judge, but that thought, get rid of it, because that thought is not the truth. So this is the first thing, is we can create a relationship with our thoughts. We've got thoughts. We're in a mind field. We are exchanging mind, energy, intelligence. Thoughts are coming in, Pat, that aren't even our own. So the distinction is, make a distinction between a thought you originate, you initiate, and a thought that I call just visits into your mind sphere, the thoughtosphere, I call it. So, because that's very important, because just because you have a thought doesn't make it the truth, it doesn't mean you have to believe it, and it certainly isn't absolute. Old worldview was fixed realities, solid objects. New worldview, nothing is fixed. The very nature of life and what gives us the possibility to create anything is because it's a world of possibility waiting to be actualized according to us as the focal point with our intent. So this is really the great news, is that can we have a better world? Can we have a better life today? Yes, because life occurs in quantum leaps, instantaneous shifts of state, with no traceable or logical pathway there. It's a shift in your state. And when you're quantum thinking, you're not holding, oh, the change is going to come someday. You're realizing we can be responsible for holding that it's happening right now. This is the new reality. We're the ones creating the new narrative on shows like yours. This is not alternative anymore. This is the emerging new worldview reality. This is the emerging new consciousness. And we're the ones putting it in place. So I have a distinction in quantum think system, transformation as distinct from change. Very simply, the more you try to change something, the more you keep it in place, because in order to change an if you think of yourself as an angry person and you try to change your anger, you have to keep your anger in place to change it. You have a glass on the table. If you want to change the glass, you have to let's change it. Let's change the way the politicians are thinking. Let's change the way the world is going. Let's change the way they manufacture food. Well, guess what? Forget that, because you're keeping that in place, because the quantum worldview means what you focus on, you energize. What you energize, you add mass to. So what do? What's the alternative? We generate what we do want, not what we don't want. So the more attention we have on what's, the media, I call it the least action pathway, the way the energy or thought goes, because it's been that route before. It doesn't have any meaning. It's just a vestige of that old world mechanical conditioning. That the media, what are they focused on, the mainstream media? What went wrong, what is wrong, what could go wrong? Now, we don't have to focus there. And people are waking up to this. But what we need, this really kind of a rigor in the way that we choose to think, and of course as I say on the last page of my book, I didn't choose quantum think, it chose me, just like you're saying, Pat.
Right.
All of a sudden it's like, oh, you're a radio and now you're going into TV. How did that happen? Because you're open to you living your purpose as a basic intent, and then you're stepping into the opportunities. So
yes.
Now we as a culture, we have the opportunity, as you and I were talking, forget the word
yes.
alternative.
Yes.
This is
yes.
the new reality. This is the new culture.
I have to tell you, I love this. I hope you'll come back, because I can't believe that we have just finished a full hour of conversation and are warming up. I want to thank you, Diane, so much. I hope you'll come back. I hope
Absolutely.
We can do part two of this.
Love to. I love the way you think, and it's great to be with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. Go get the book. Do You Quantum Think? Check out the website, DianeCollins.com. Kevin, thank you for a great show. All of you out there, I love this. Let us rock our world and let us rock on. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel, and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.